With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A massive winter storm continues to hit large parts of the country, dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Frigid temperatures, power outages, and treacherous road conditions are widespread. The National Weather Service says that the storm is expected to continue in some places into the early hours of Monday morning. Heavy snow forcing the Ohio Valley to the northeast, while ice threatens the lower Mississippi Valley and power outages are widespread. The latest figures show the U.S. economy's growth is being fueled by strong consumer spending. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A top U.S. envoy and his sidekick have met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, urging him to advance the ceasefire in Gaza.
The meeting included President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Middle East advisor Jared Kushner. Details of the meeting are unknown. The U.S. wants the Trump-brokered ceasefire deal to progress, but Mr. Netanyahu faces pressure to wait for Hamas to return the remains of a final hostage. The reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt is a key signal of the second phase.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Toyota will recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. after it was discovered the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024-25 Tundra and Tundra hybrids. This is SRN News. YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With that update that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues such as abortion, domestic abuse, self-harm, suicide, and adult sexual abuse without graphic depictions or imagery are now eligible for full monetization. Some pro-life channels were under restriction until YouTube made the changes. Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals that in the Democratic Republic of Congo, quote, Christians represent roughly 95% of the nation's population, yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done by Islamist groups. Nigeria's Christian population also under siege, despite representing about half of the country's population. This is SRN News. Russian attacks on Ukraine have killed one person and wounded 31 this weekend as negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. are meeting in Abu Dhabi for another day of talks aimed at ending the invasion.
It seems like Russia was targeting the civilian infrastructure here, the civilian heating and power infrastructure. What Ukraine says is happening, and it's what many people I've been speaking to here believe too. They feel like this is a deliberate kind of punishment for them for refusing to surrender to Russia and to what it wants. And of course, those hardline positions have been presented again at the talks in Abu Dhabi, where Russia has said it wants all of that land in the eastern Donbass that it hasn't yet captured by force to be handed over by Ukraine, essentially for free, which Ukraine is saying it can't and it won't do.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford. Today is Sunday, January 25th. On this date in history, 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. This is SRN News.